Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode. We break down what's going on this week in business and marketing and life. And then we still have our big tips episode at the end of the week and all sorts of other stuff. So what's going on? Well, we're going to get into the impact on marketing as it relates to all the economic uncertainty. And there's some little things you should be thinking about. But before we do that, LinkedIn just announced this week some really very specific information about putting out content on the platform and what's working and what's not working. Specifically, it's all about video. As we know, video is dominating LinkedIn. If you're not putting out video on your company pages, on your personal pages, you are missing out. But now LinkedIn is releasing data on what is actually getting consumed the most. And first of all, the length of the videos. They say the top performing videos, the ones that are circulating the most, are 15 to 30 seconds long. And if you're going to go longer than 30 seconds, they say to absolutely keep it under 2 minutes, which, by the way, is something I need to figure out because I keep releasing videos that are longer than 2 minutes and I want as much circulation as possible. So now LinkedIn is saying I'm doing it wrong. So I'm going to work on that. The other thing is that it's all about square formats and vertical formats. If you're still doing the horizontal format, that ain't it. You really got to be mobile friendly first is what LinkedIn is saying. And probably the most important thing that you need to be doing, and I don't see people doing this enough, is a text overlay on your video. And this goes for Instagram as well. And of course, TikTok. But you need, this is, forget about closed captions. Of course you need to have closed captions, all that stuff, and captions in general. But you need a text overlay on your video, an overlay that says, you know, three or four words about what the video is about, right? New tactics to learn, or 50% increase in performance, or HR tips you need to know, or small business owners need to see this, whatever it is, some sort of hook in three to four words that is a text overlay that stays permanently on the video. So as people are scrolling and they have their audio off, they're able to see visually what is the video about because they're not reading the little comments that you write to go along with the post. So if you don't have a text overlay on your videos that you're putting out on LinkedIn, forget it. You are done. All right. In other interesting news, so subjectline.com released words this week that are specifically lifting email marketing performance as it relates to the last 3 weeks. So they looked at the last 3 weeks where there's been a lot of economic uncertainty, stock markets moving all over the place, a lot of stuff's going on with the economies all over the globe. And they found the last 3 weeks, there are certain words that wouldn't give your performance a lift before, but are giving your email performance a lift now. So on the business side, and then we'll do consumer, the words that in the last 3 weeks have really risen up the charts in terms of words in your email subject lines are words like ROI, the word reduce, cut costs, and low risk. That's on the business side. ROI, reduce, cut costs, and low risk. Why? Because obviously, every company out there is trying to cut costs, reduce issues, do low-risk things, right? So those words are doing really, really well. And on the consumer side, again, not surprising, the words save, affordable, bonus, extra, smart buy, worth it. These phrases and these words are resonating with people in the last few weeks because everybody's a little tentative, right? So if you haven't adjusted the tone of your marketing, if you haven't inserted some of what's going on the planet into your marketing, you're really not only leaving opportunity on the table, but you're really, you're almost tone deaf to what your buyers and prospects are interested in, whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer, whatever stuff is going on out there. Well, I thought this was interesting. I don't know why I thought this was interesting, but I saw that, the Major League Pickleball Association, okay, Major League Pickleball, the MLP, has now been rebranded as MLP presented by DoorDash. So DoorDash just entered into a three-year-long deal with Major League Pickleball. And what's really cool from a marketing perspective, what they did was if you buy anything on DoorDash and spend at least $12 and use the promo code PICKLE, I'm not an affiliate for DoorDash, I just like this promo. If you use the promo code PICKLE in your checkout, you can get a free jar of pickles. That's cool. I love this, like, you know, crossover branding and then really driving performance. I have never played pickleball and I live in South Florida. And it's like, that's as if you say to somebody, oh, I've never gone to the beach. Everybody around me plays pickleball. I don't know. I guess I got to try it. I don't even want to say anything negative because I'll get slammed because so many people play pickleball. So good for them. I may just try to get free pickles because I do like pickles. So there's that. All right. What else is going on? You know what I saw, which really stinks? I saw that Hooters just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Now, listen. I don't care about Hooters with the waitresses and whatever. That's not why I like Hooters. Hooters happens to have great chicken wings. I mean, that is no joke. They're like the best chicken wings for like a major restaurant chain because some of the other restaurant chains that are out there have horrible chicken wings. I have tried the chicken wings, for example, at Applebee's. Completely disgusting. Not something you want to try, okay? For some reason, and now they'll never be involved with my show, but that's okay. But Buffalo Wild Wings, have you ever gone there and tried the wings there? I mean, they're literally called Buffalo Wild Wings. Their wings are disgusting. They're terrible. And they have like every flavor. So I've tried like every flavor. I'm like, this is impossible. How does Buffalo Wild Wings have terrible wings? It's not a thing. I mean, the fast food pizza places have better wings than Buffalo Wild Wings. Like you get from Domino's or Pizza Hut, they have better wings. What am I talking about? I don't know. And in completely useless news, because I have to share everything I see about everything useless, I was just checking in Love is Blind Season 8, which ended a while ago. I wanted to see, they had one couple that ended up getting married this season, Daniel and Taylor. And I was like, are they still together? I hope they're still together. I'm here to report as of this week, they are still together and married. That is great news. And the other big thing going on in the pop culture world right now is the Minecraft movie is doing really well. I'm 0% chance I'm going to see that movie. So when my kids are like, you know, 17, 18 now. So years ago, Minecraft first comes out. They were little. So I ended up playing Minecraft with them a bunch, whatever. I am so happy that neither of my kids liked Minecraft. I tried to play this game or whatever. I didn't get it. Okay, I just thought it was so boring. I just didn't get it. I didn't understand it. But the entire world loves Minecraft. Amazing. Great. I have no interest in seeing that movie, not because I'm against Minecraft, but just because I don't know. Does that make me an idiot or a loser? Probably. What do I know? What do I know about anything? Nothing. All right, listen, I appreciate you being here. Two things, really important. One, subscribe and follow this show. It really does help circulate it. It would mean a lot if you did. Number two, we opened up registration for Guru Conference, guruconference.com. That is the world's largest email event. It is free. It is virtual. We buy a certain number of limited virtual seats. If you want a free virtual seat, you go there now and register at guruconference.com. Hope to see you there. And if you play pickleball, let me know how it goes. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.